Hey friends, I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And we are here to bring you a special little promo from our friends at Expedition Roasters.
It's an announcement. Boop, 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 boop. Special report.
I'm Eric from Expedition Roasters, and we create pop culture themed coffees. And we just released one of our newest, Accio Coffee. And we're teaming up with Swish and Flick today to do some giveaways.
So all we want you to do is go over to Instagram and tag both Swish and Flick Podcast and Expedition Roasters in a photo with your morning coffee, letting us know what you think the next Wizarding World themed flavor coffee should be. And on Halloween, we will choose two lucky winners to win a bag of their newest brew called Accio Coffee.
You want to do this. Trust me. It's so delicious. You need this brew every morning. You need it. You need, I'm going to call it butter brew.
It's so delicious. Like genuinely, I made it all super fancy for myself one morning with like my butterbeer mug. And I did a little like foam topping to just like go all out. And it is one of the best butterbeer inspired type drinks that I've had in a long time. So anyway, shout out to you guys. You guys do a great job and always come up with awesome flavors. So thank you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks for letting us like do this and just completely preach on you guys all the time because we're like major stands. So
yeah, we love it. And again, head on over to Instagram. You can tag us at SwishFlickCast. And then would you like to say what your Instagram handle is for people to know?
It's Expedition Roasters.
Easy to remember. So make sure that you go and tag both of us with your morning coffee again, and we will choose two lucky winners on Halloween to win a bag of the Accio Coffee Expedition Roasters coffee. And on to the episode.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone.
Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to a bonus episode of Swish and Flick.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie. And this episode is sponsored by Neera Cadcall.
Thank you, Neera.
Thank you, Neera. Sorry.
You have a beautiful name.
I had all this confidence and then didn't as soon as I started your last name. So hopefully I said it correct. Thank you. We've got a good episode for you today. We're going to be discussing all about LeakyCon Denver 2022.
It was so much fun. That's just my precursor to this whole conversation.
So much fun. I'm so sad that it's over. But before we begin and talk about how amazing this weekend was, let's go to Meg for the weekly profit.
And it is, unfortunately, the first half of this weekly profit is quite a sad one because while at LeakyCon Denver, we got the news that Robbie Coltrane had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And that quote that he said in the reunion episode has been circulating everywhere, and it is just so true. He said, I'm not going to say this correct, but it was something along the lines of, we'll be watching Harry Potter 50 years from now, and I'll not be around, but Hagrid will be.
It's just like the greatest legacy quote. Like, it's seriously.
It's going to make me cry.
It's seriously just like amazing, you know?
So rest in peace, Robbie. You were a great Hagrid.
Mm-hmm.
But on the opposite of that, we also have some fun news, but also kind of like a reminder of a little bit of sad news because
yeah.
I did get in the mail today Alan Rickman's memoir. So that's kind of sad because it was like a reminder that he's no longer with us. But I'm very excited to read his memoir. And then also I got Tom Felton's memoir in the mail, and that one, I'm like so excited to read both of those. I'm definitely going to start Tom Felton's first this weekend. So yeah, I'm super
still alive and well.
Yeah. Tom Felton's is called Beyond the Wand, and then Alan Rickman's, I'm blanking. Shoot. I mean,
I can see it in my head, but the words are not there.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to Google it.
Thank you.
Alan Rickman memoir.
I know the second line is from the diaries of.
Keep talking so there's no empty space. It's called Madly, Deeply, The Diaries of Alan Rickman. And then Beyond the Wand by Tom Felton. So anyway, I'm very excited about those. And check out our Instagram for my reading updates on both of those books. And I also got in the mail, I just, you know, I'm going to plug, even though this has nothing to do with Harry Potter, I'm just going to plug it because it makes me so freaking happy.
It has everything to do with Swish.
Yeah, I got the Somebody Feed Phil the book in the mail by Phil Rosenthal. With a foreword by, no, I'm sorry. The forewords are on the other two books. Alan Rickman's book has a foreword by Emma Thompson. Tom Felton's book has a foreword by Emma Watson. So we've got both Emmas going for us, a whole Potter family. And then the Somebody Feed Phil the book, which I'm so excited. I am telling you guys right now. If, because usually we'll talk about this at the very, very end, and I totally get and understand that not everybody makes it to the very end. So I'm saying it now. You have to go on Netflix and watch Somebody Feed Phil. Please, please go and watch Somebody Feed Phil. It is the most feel-good show on Netflix right now, period. Jess in Discord is saying that he's doing a talk in San Francisco. Jess, freaking go to that.
Go.
I am so bummed that we're going to miss being able to meet Phil. I love him so much. I love everything that he does. I love the show. It makes me feel so good. It makes me feel so happy. And like genuinely, Fillmore is like half named after Phil. Like the name Phil was sold to us after I told Katie that we could sing Somebody Feed Phil to Phil while we fed him. And then that name was sold as Fillmore's name.
Accurate.
So I'm just saying, I'm bummed that we're not going to be able to make any of the book tour because while he is in the southern part of the U.S., we are on the west coast on our Disneyland vacation, which is obviously not something I'm sad about, but I am a little bit sad that we're going to have to miss Phil. So anybody who goes, let me know how it is. Share your pictures with me. I'm so excited. I love him so much, and that is all I'm going to say.
He's like the most quality of humans, man.
Go watch it. Somebody feed Phil. Go listen to it. So anyway, make sure that you follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, then they may too. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Swish Flick Cast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going, and it gives you access to our exclusive Felix Files episodes, our Discord channel, live recordings, trivia games, Swish Swag boxes, and more. Thank you all so much for your support. This is my little disclaimer right now. The end of October is the cutoff to up your Patreon level to get the Swish Swag box. We will be posting all the information about that in the next week so that you guys can see what that's about, et cetera, et cetera. So like check out our socials. And I'm excited for the next box. If you'd like to send your Potter story or any fun things, questions, or concerns, you can do so to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com.
You went through that lickety split.
Thanks.
Like all of a sudden you were like, thank you for your support. Like, well, that's the end.
I know.
Wow. Good job.
Thanks. Let's talk Denver.
Let's talk Denver, which fun fact, like for a long time, we didn't think we were going to go.
I know. Can you imagine?
No, I literally can't. We were like, sure. Okay, we went to Orlando, did Orlando. Great. You know? And then we were like, I mean, flights to Denver were not cheap.
They were not.
And we were just watching them. And then we were like, maybe we bit the bullet. We were like, you know what?
Just do it.
But how do you, if you've never been to LeakyCon, like there's this magic bug that literally bites you when you're there and you're addicted for life.
Truly. I cannot believe that it took us until 2019 to go to our first LeakyCon. And I'm really sad about it. But I also just have to think to the future and be so excited about all the future LeakyCons. Mm-hmm. Because now I will not miss a LeakyCon ever, period. No matter where it is. I don't care. Sydney, Australia, sign me up.
Oh, can you imagine?
Anchorage, Alaska, sign me up. I'll go anywhere. I will go anywhere for LeakyCon. All right.
I would do anything for Leaky.
Yes. Oh, man. Okay.
So who was there? We'll do a quick, like, we'll talk about all these wonderful people
as we go through our weekend. Days. Yeah.
I thought we were going to have to do a jinxy jinx there, but we didn't. But who was there?
Okay, so our amazing podcast friends, because we're definitely going to be talking about them throughout this whole episode, so we might as well just address who these people are now and how amazing they are. First up, these are the podcasts that were at LeakyCon Denver. The first up is Fanatical Fix. Shout out to Sequoia and Kim. Thank you guys so much for having us on so many panels and for being there for us all weekend and being our friends and just being amazing. Like, truly, they are rock stars. Potterless.
1,000%.
Yes. Potterless. Mike Schubert. Like, again, just an amazing human being. Welcomed us with open arms. I was just so glad to, like, see him again for the first time in a while. And shout out to Kelly, too. This was her first LeakyCon.
Yeah, you're right. He said that every time, like, it just didn't work out.
Yeah, so shout out to Kelly for coming to her first LeakyCon as well. And Mike for just being super cool the whole weekend and being on a couple panels with us and just, like, having a blast. It was so much fun. And also just, like, the entirety of the Wizarding Wireless Collective. The whole crew who was there. Sequoia and Kim brought a whole crew of friends to help run this booth. And it was, there's 13 podcasts that are a part of it. It is all Harry Potter podcasts. And we have our own booth at LeakyCon, both in Orlando and in Denver. We're going to be doing it again in Chicago. Don't worry. So it's just a place for all the Potter podcasts to kind of, like, come together and get the word out about what kind of Potter podcasts there are. And again, specific shout out to the crew that Fanatical Fix brought with them to help run this booth. Like, you guys are amazing. You totally rocked the whole weekend.
Seriously, like, held down the fort so good.
Yeah, like, the booth wouldn't have run without you. So thank you so much.
Also, genuinely kind, amazing human beings. Yes. Like, so easy to talk to.
Yeah.
Instant friends. We wanted to share chicken nuggets with me. Like, great.
Love it. I also want to give a shout out to the Protego Foundation.
Yes.
Our booth was next to theirs for the whole weekend. And it was just so good to talk to you guys. And I talked to Tyler for a while. And then also Britt was on one of the panels that Katie was on as well. So just, like, shout out to them. And if you guys don't know anything about the Protego Foundation, go and look them up. They are doing amazing work.
We went to one of their panels and they, like, just opened my eyes to things.
Yeah, they are amazing. So also special shout out to Chris and Ness. We did not get to hang out or say hi enough this weekend. It was just so busy for both of, like, all of us. We were just so busy. But the times that we did get to stop and say hey and give hugs, and it was just so much fun. So, yeah. Do you want to give a breakdown of the celebs that were there?
Yeah. So we had, obviously, like, they should just, like, crown this person as, like, mayor of LeakyCon. Always MC, down for everything, Mr. Chris Rankin, the most wonderful of human beings. You can't say enough wonderful things about this person.
Would not run without him.
No, like, I, and you know what? It's crazy because didn't he say that this was his fourth or fifth?
Yeah.
He said fifth or sixth. I'm sorry. Cause it really matters. But, like, I can't ever imagine LeakyCon without him there. Like, it doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
At all. Like, yeah. Maybe that's just because that's all I've known, but he just is a part of so much all the time. I can't imagine it without him.
Yeah.
Luke Youngblood came back. We saw him in Boston in 2019 at LeakyCon.
Yes.
He wasn't at Orlando, but he was at this one. This guy. His laugh is, like, one of my favorite things in the world.
It's infectious.
Yes, it's so great. He always says funny stuff.
You can always hear, like, from way in the hallway when he's on a panel. It's just so much fun.
So true. Just, like, always enthusiastic about everything. If you didn't know, he plays Lee Jordan. Sean Biggerstaff was there. That's good old Oliver Wood. Always a treat to see him there.
Who was also in Orlando.
Yes. He knows nothing about Harry Potter, but, like, he shows up to these events anyway and, like, has a good time and participates in all the panels and trivia and whatnot. Stanislav Yanevsky was back. Victor Krum. This guy. Truly appreciate
so
him.
Funny. Yeah. Just like such a sweetheart.
Yeah. And like the sharpest dresser you've ever seen. I mean, like everyone had like their A game on, I feel, like all weekend. But I just like love what he comes out in. And he's just funny and sweet. And then we had two. So in Orlando, we had. Like, they just started bringing on, like, content creators as guests. And we had, oh my gosh, we had...
Jacob Lovelady from TikTok.
I was talking about Orlando. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. In Orlando, we had Sherry Wallace from YouTube and Chan Wills TikTok.
Like, I saw their... Whatever. Okay. Yes. This time we had Jacob Lovelady, who is, as Meg said, on TikTok. He does, like, a bunch of those hilarious, like... This is a song that Hufflepuffs would dance to. This is a song that Slytherins would dance to. And, like, it goes through all the houses. Or, I don't know. He does wonderful Potter content that is so silly and fun. He's also a Hufflepuff. Ayo. Mm-hmm. And then we have Trey Beecham, who is on Instagram as I Am Black Harry. It was really cool to hear his perspective as, like, he kind of got into this because he noticed that, like, there's not a lot of Black representation in the Potter fandom.
Yeah.
And, like, he
wanted... I loved
hearing him
talk about that.
Yeah, he wanted to step in and, like, be the representation and, like, just... I don't know. He does amazing content as well, and he was really fun to listen to when we saw him on a panel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the crew.
Yep.
Not to forget all the amazing podcasts that were also on there. But correct. We talked about them first because they're cooler.
Podcasters just have the edge, okay? All right. So, our weekend.
The weekend of weekends. I don't know what the doc just did to you, but that was rude.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was so weird. Okay, so our weekend. We actually flew in a day early.
Mm-hmm.
So we arrived, actually, technically 2 days early. We flew out late Wednesday night. Katie finished her day of work and we hopped on a plane, landed late in Denver, checked in, went to bed.
I did shower. There was a shower involved.
There was a shower involved there.
Did we even like eat? I can't even remember.
I cannot remember. Did we?
I don't know. We got a rental car. We drove to the hotel. I remember being tired.
I can't remember. We had to have gotten food. We had to have.
We ate before we got on the flight because we were in the good wing and had Chipotle.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very important things to remember. yes, we got to the hotel, went to bed, woke up early because Thursday was our day to actually see Denver. Neither of us had ever been to Denver before.
Nope.
We were very excited to go to Denver.
Never been anywhere in Colorado.
No. And we're obviously coming from Florida, so we do not have fall right now. So I was very excited to go someplace that was going to give us some fall vibes.
Vol vibes.
Vol. So I did lots of Googling and found this awesome trail to do a hike on. It's called Kenosha Pass. The Kenosha Pass trails. And it's supposed to be one of the better places to go and see the aspen trees. They turn super bright yellow in most parts.
Imagine like a white birch tree.
With bright yellow leaves. It was beautiful. I will say that it was definitely past peak,
mm-hmm.
But still gorgeous. It's so funny. Like, we were driving to the trail, and I was getting nervous because closer to Denver, I could see some aspen trees, and they were very full, and they were yellow, and I was very excited. But then as we got closer to the Kenosha Pass Trail, I feel like we saw more and more aspen trees with no leaves on them.
Naked trees.
And I was getting so nervous that they had all fallen, but they didn't, thank God. I mean, they were definitely thin.
But still a lot of yellow.
Still very yellow, still very beautiful. I really, really loved that trail. We went, also, first of all, we park and we have no service. And I forgot to download take a screenshot of the webpage that told me about the trail and where to go. Not obviously, this is now something that I will never forget. Screenshot what you want when you're going on a hike, because you probably aren't going to have service on your phone. Thankfully, we figured it out. I just remembered very generally that the hike was supposed to be approximately 3 miles round trip. So Katie had her Apple Watch and we tracked it.
Yeah.
But we did pass the viewpoint because we weren't sure if that was what it was, and we just kept going. So we went way further than we were supposed to.
But it was okay. And then we doubled back and we found the viewpoint. We still had a good viewpoint even without that actual spot.
Yeah.
But that actual spot was
it was beautiful.
But we looked over on some sort of
supposed to it's supposed to be a popular place for moose.
Yeah.
We didn't see a moose.
It was Great Plains or something. I don't know. It was amazing.
I wish that we had gotten up earlier, because I feel maybe had we been there earlier, we could have seen a moose.
Because we stopped and got coffee.
But that coffee was worth it. It was really good. But then the further up we went, it was actually less aspen trees and more pine trees. And it smelled so good.
Oh my
God,
the smell.
Totally felt the altitude, though.
Yeah.
Especially hiking. We had to slow ourselves down. And I drank so much water.
Mm-hmm. There was sometimes where you just feel kind of lightheaded. Or whenever I'm outside doing a hike, I mean, it's not like we weren't doing anything drastic, right? And we made sure we weren't doing a crazy hike. One, we're not used to that. Two, we had a long weekend. But anytime I'm doing an outdoor activity like that, I'm gonna become a little short of breath. But this was different. It
I
was
couldn't
like
catch my breath.
Yeah,
at some
you
points.
Couldn't. You had to we just took it slow. We sipped a lot of water. Sometimes I would be a little dizzy. I was okay, we need to stop for a second.
Yeah.
But it really made us appreciate what was around us, which was cool because we were forced to stop.
It was
and
gorgeous.
Chill.
I'm gonna send a picture in Discord.
Do you have a picture of me on the rock?
Yeah. Okay.
I decided
I'll send two pictures.
I decided to climb a rock, which I instantly regretted because I was very scared up there.
Hilarious.
But I'm glad I did it at the same time. My favorite part of that trail was definitely there was it wasn't far in, but it wasn't quite middle, I don't think. Maybe middle-ish. But that's where a bunch of the aspen trees were, and the sky was so super blue. So when you looked up, you just saw all of these black and white thin tree trunks with all this yellow leaves and then this bright blue sky. It was it was crazy. It was stuff you see. Yeah, thank you. Meg just sent it in Discord. It was you just, that's stuff you see on National Geographic Instagram,
mm-hmm.
You know? And I was whoa.
It was so beautiful.
It was amazing. It was amazing. And yeah, that pine smell. I told Meg, I was look, a Yankee Candle pine, that smells good, but it doesn't smell like this. This needs to be a candle, because this is pure pine, and it's amazing.
Smelled so good.
I have not seen that picture yet. Me on the rock.
Katie on the rock.
Oh, my God. That makes it look like it's not high. It was a high rock.
I have another one.
Oh, God. But yeah, it was a really good time until, it was still a good time, but on our walk back to the car, we were fine and there's a lot of rocks around and we're being careful. And then we get to this part that's kind of really, really tiny gravelly, really small gravel. So all of a sudden I hear that, of like someone's shoe moving in this gravel, and it was Meg who was suddenly doing the splits, and like right where her knee decided to land on this like dirt path was right on this rock that was sticking out of the ground. So she has a knee injury now, and we've been icing it and compressing it and trying to take care of it.
It's not a great injury to have.
Yeah. What injury is great to have?
Yeah, well, no, but it's just like, this is going to sound so lame, but like knee injuries after you're 30 really suck. It's just slow. It's been a week today, and I still can't kneel on it. Yeah, I don't know. It feels weird, but I think I did something to like my bursa sac. This is me literally just like Googling stuff. I don't know, but it hurts.
And like, of course, our dog keeps stepping on her knee. And like,
it's okay. It doesn't hurt as much as it did. Like when I first got home and he did that, I was like, ah! Also, I had a really hard time finding a knee brace that fit me, so I couldn't wear one during LeakyCon. So, like, I would have loved to wear one all weekend so that, like, I could help it. But I finally got one now, so it's going to be fine. And, yeah. Anyway. So, after the trail, this was just completely random. I just kind of like put the directions in to go back to the hotel, and then like looked along the route and found this pizza place that sounded really good. It was called Hops and Pie. It was the best pizza that we've actually ever had in our entire lives. And you guys know that we're pizza snobs, okay?
You know, I do not say that lately.
Colorado. You showed up to the pizza fight.
No. You showed up.
That was some delicious pizza.
It was amazing.
I might go back to Denver just for that pizza.
Quite literally. You know how Sarah talked about that hot dog in Vegas? This is that for me.
Yeah.
Like, I need to go back and have this pizza.
Oh my God, Jess, you're right. It's probably the water. We always say that Florida's pizza sucks because of the water. Well, Colorado has great water because of the Rockies. That's why their pizza's so good.
Oh my God. Seriously, like, I was like, wait, Hops and Pie, like, beer and pizza? Like, yes, let's go try it. I had a fantastic beer there.
Ooh, me
Meg
too.
Had an awesome cream ale.
A tangerine cream ale. And it was, like, a local beer. It was so good. I couldn't tell you the brewery. I'm sorry.
It was, like, Station 26 or something.
Hold on. I you know what? Thank God for my phone. I have pictures. I can look.
Sometimes that's the only way I remember things that happen.
Truly. My mom's always like, get out of your phone, live in the moment. And it's like, but mom, if I don't take a picture of this, I'm not going to remember.
Too much to process, man. But seriously, like, the service was super good. The guy was super chill. And then we didn't partake in this, but fun fact. So like, this place was a pizza place. It was a bar. And then they partnered with this donut place. I think they were called Berkeley Donuts. And they were like vegan donuts that you could get like
at the
bar. What
did you say that it was called?
Like Station 26 or something.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yes.
Station 26 Brewing Co. And that was mine, the tangerine cream ale. And then yours was Dry Dock Brewing.
It's from Aurora, Colorado, I believe.
Apricot Blonde.
Oh, so good. It was so good.
And actually, it's interesting because our hotel, like, yes, it was Denver, but it was actually like closer to Aurora, Colorado than Denver. So, yeah. Anyway.
I know that this is like about LeakyCon, but hey, we got to set up the story, right?
Yeah, totally.
Set up the story.
We got to talk about our day. We had a whole day there. Did you mention the cat cafe?
No.
Okay. So we leave the pizza place. And I saw on the map that there was a cat cafe, but I didn't want to say anything to Katie because I was just going to like take us there. But as we drove down the street, she saw it. So she's like, oh my God, Meg, did you see there's a cat cafe? And I was like, yeah, I know. Let's go.
So we went and there were like a ton of cute kitties there. None of them really wanted anything to do with me except the sleeping ones in the window. So I spent a lot of my time with them. That one in the sled was like so sweet.
Oh, she was so sweet. It was a little calico. Surprisingly enough, though, like, they were not into Katie or me. And we're cat people.
I think they all, like, those other people stole them away, which is fine. I'm glad they had a good experience. But they had already been there. There were a couple cats
that came in at the wrong time.
Yeah. There were a couple cats that were named after Friends characters. So everyone, like, was in love with this little black cat named Joey. And I just kept hearing people go, oh, Joey, the whole time.
There was also a very playful white fluffy cat.
Casper.
Casper, yeah. But didn't want anything to do with being pet. But you could play with them.
Yeah.
Very cute. You
know, Casper's 2 years old, but it was so small.
So tiny.
So small.
So then after the cat cafe, we went to a place called Book Bar, which was recommended to us from a listener through Instagram. Book Bar is literally like a bookstore and a bar and also a cafe.
And a cafe. Yeah. Super cool.
So that was really cool. I did buy a book there. I bought the, I think that's where I bought the Inheritance Games.
We also bought a little present for our niece, Evie.
Yeah, we got her Sesame Street socks because she loves Sesame Street, and the girl is literally obsessed with socks, like goes to bed with them.
I love it. It's like so my cute. Favorite thing in the whole world.
And then after that, we hopped back in the car and then drove down to like downtown Denver near the Rockies Stadium baseball team. And there's this whole little like shopping plaza area there. And we went to the Tattered Cover bookstore, another place that was recommended to us from listener on Instagram. And there we bought, what did I buy?
I got Frederick Backman A Man book. Called Ove. That's what I got.
Yes. And then I got, what did I get? I can't remember. That's not good.
Did you take a picture of it?
Girl, I don't know.
I don't know if you did either. I could tell you all about this pizza I ate, but I can't tell you what I bought.
What? I don't have a picture of the books.
Update later.
Yeah. And then after that, we went to Target and got snacks for the weekend. And that's where I saw for the first time the Harry Potter Lego plushies that are kind of terrifying.
Oh, yeah. The Hagrid one was crazy.
Mm-hmm. What did we get for dinner that night? I'm totally blanking.
You know what? I think. Hold on. I know what we had for dinner Thursday. No. The night before. We had stopped at Starbucks. Or was that Thursday night?
That was Thursday.
Okay, we stopped at Starbucks because we still want to do our notes for everything the next day. And we needed coffee and we got some snacks. We each got a protein box.
That's right. We just were lame and had Starbucks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we went and hung out at the hotel for the rest of the night and did prep for the following day. Yes, Lego plushies at Target, and they are soft. Like, they're big plushies. I, again, have a picture.
Do you guys see what a Discord subscription gets you? You get play-by-play images of what we're talking about.
Oh,
it's
my
great.
Gosh. yeah. Why? God. This is terrible. I'm sorry.
We stayed up pretty late that night. I was prepping. We had to prep for Switch and Flick Live the next day, and I was prepping for a Hufflepuff meetup. Oh God, there's the picture. And it like took longer than I expected, and then all of a sudden I was like, "Is it midnight?" And I was like, "Yes, we should go
yes,
to bed."
Yes, it is. yeah. So Friday, do you want to talk about Friday?
Sure. So Friday.
This is day one of LeakyCon.
Day one. We met up the night before with Fanatical Fix and their crew to like try to get the lay of the land for the next day. So we got up early enough to go and help set up the Wizarding Wireless Podcast Collective booth.
Correct.
Which was super cool to like see it come together.
Yes.
But our first thing after that, our first thing of the day was a podcast trivia battle.
We kicked off LeakyCon.
Yeah. Dang, you're right.
It was one of the first panels of the day.
Mm-hmm.
The podcaster trivia battle.
Mm-hmm. So it was Fanatical Fix, Potterless, and us, good old Swish and Flick. And like, shout
out.
Out
of 85 points total.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sequoia and Kim for putting that all together, mm-hmm. and whoever helped them with the questions and whatnot.
I believe it was their listeners. So shout out to them.
That's amazing. So we were like in podcast pairs pretty much. Mike had his wife, Kelly.
Yes.
And what question did you get stumped on that I made fun of you for?
Oh,
I can't remember. But do you know, like, trivia brain? You know this information, but when you're in trivia, you're like,
wait, I don't know what is that my is. Name.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you literally forget everything.
Like, one of the questions, I'm so mad. This is the only question that we got wrong.
I'll never forget it. Ever.
We got wrong. What is Draco's full name? And that's all it said. What is Draco's full name? So I was like, does he have a middle name? I literally, like,
I could not.
What
think
is his middle name? Like,
I kept
what
going
on
through
Earth?
like star names.
Yeah. And know? Then I was like, what? I looked at, I think I said this to you. I was like, I think it's a trick question. Like, I think it's just Draco Malfoy.
That, yeah, we both agreed, like, okay, that's all we got.
It's Draco Lucius Malfoy. Ugh, I will never forget.
Mike was like, yeah, we got it right. But Kelly kept trying to say that his name was Draconius, and I had to nix that.
So the standings were Fanatical Fix came in first with a perfect score of 85 out of 85.
Mm-hmm.
We came in second, 84 out of 85, and Mike and Kelly came in third with 83 out of 85. So it was incredibly close.
It was so fun too, because they let us have lifelines. So there was like, you could ask the audience, you had like one or two of each of these. You could ask the audience, you could cheat off another group, or you could ask your Discord. It's so like right at the beginning,
so
we're like,
shout
Discord,
out to
get
Discord.
Ready.
You guys helped us with that one.
Uh-huh.
It was, what does it say on Lillian James's headstone? And like, I knew the gist of what it said, but like, I knew that they were going to be picky with the words. Yeah. So like, I needed the whole statement. So yeah. Shout out to you guys for giving that to us.
And I feel bad because I was just posting on our story. Like, I tagged all the podcasts and I put like 1, 2, 3 of like what order we got in. And Mike messaged us and was like, at least tell them how close it was. And I was like, oh, sorry. Like, you really, we only were off by 1 point.
I cleared it up. Don't worry.
Sorry. Okay. Then after that, do I have this order right?
I believe. Think.
I think we like went and like had
here,
lunch.
Actually, I can tell you everything I favorited.
We had lunch.
Then we can tell you like everything that we saw that day, like not just what we were a part of. We went after sure. that. We went to go and watch Fanatical Fix live.
Yes. Oh,
which was
God.
Fantastic and hilarious as per usual.
Their stage presence is like. Like, if you think they're funny just in your ears.
I'm putting this out there right now. You guys need to do your episodes live on YouTube because your facial reactions are hilarious.
Literally.
Hilarious. Like, oh my God, I just love them.
Literally.
I like, just love them.
You're just comedy gold and I want the whole world to
yes.
know it.
Truly, truly, truly. They have such confidence in their delivery and it's just so good.
Like, I can't fan out enough. I just can't.
Truly. After that was lunch and we went and hung out at the booth for a while, which was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did cosplay karaoke.
Ah, yes. Okay, so cosplay karaoke started in Orlando this year, 2022. It was like a last minute put together thing and it exploded. So then they added it at least twice to Denver.
They did it twice and added Chris Rankin's Cabaret.
Which,
so bummed we had to miss it. But I did walk by briefly and he ended it with King George.
I'm so glad you
King George's
hear that.
Song from Hamilton. Oh my God.
I'm so jelly, but I'm so glad you saw it.
Yeah. Sam asked what was lunch. So I need to tell everybody this who's coming to LeakyCon. The food at conventions is not good.
No. They're literally like strictly stuck to whatever the convention will serve.
And the convention was cash only.
First of all, what?
This is 2022. Like, get your together, Carol. So we Uber Eats food. Yeah. And we Uber Eats food from a place called Smashburger. And it was delicious.
Fun fact, they had a black bean Smashburger. Yes. And it was swell.
Yes. It was very good.
And those tots.
Oh my God. Were so good. They were like rosemary truffle tots or something. Oh my God. They were so good. So yeah. Just so you know, if you're coming to a any con, honestly, this is not just LeakyCon. Any convention. Whenever they have an event at a convention center, you are stuck with what the convention center offers for food. So like they don't have really...
They don't have a say.
They don't really have much of a say in that. Highly recommend Uber Eatsing food.
Also, like, it was super easy because it was in this hotel, but, like, it wasn't... Like, the way this one was set up, I really preferred because, like, there was enough room for everything.
Oh, yes.
There was enough room for everything, and yet I could be like, well, I'm going to go jump to the lobby real quick and pick up food.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to pop up to our room because I forgot something.
Correct. It was much...
It was just laid out better.
It was a better layout than Orlando.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Very preferable.
So, yes. Cosplay karaoke. Then was the Hufflepuff meetup.
Which I stressed about forever.
Guys, Katie hosted the Hufflepuff meetup.
Meg, you're cute.
And survived.
I survived.
So what did we put together the night before? This was another thing that you were working on when we like were like, oh my God, when did it become midnight?
Right. So Gwen, who is on the LeakyCon staff, gave me the idea of doing like a bingo, like a get to know you bingo. So it was like you to get bingo, you had to talk to people in the room. Scary. It was like someone who's left-handed, someone who this is their first LeakyCon. Someone who has a hidden talent. On and on and on and on.
So we made bingo sheets for everybody.
Right. So here I am stressing the whole day because I was like, all right, I'm just going to write. Here's my plan. I'm going to write an intro, right? I'm going to start it off, kick it off, and then everyone will do the bingo and that'll be the rest of, because everything's like in an hour segment in LeakyCon. So I walk in and whoever printed these bingo things didn't hide it from the people. So everyone's already doing my task.
She was so stressed.
Everyone's already doing what they're supposed to be doing for like the remaining 50 minutes, 55 minutes. Because what I prepared was only like 5 minutes worth of stuff. And they were already doing it. And then I was like, okay, guys, like we're going to get this started. And like nobody heard me. One, because they're all talking and like making friends. So I had to be like, hey, Pups. And then like it was scary because everyone was staring at me, but it was fine. It literally lasted 3 seconds and then like it was fine. So I stressed for absolutely zero reason.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And then after the meetup we went right over to Swish and Flick Live.
Swish and Flick Live, Meg.
Oh my gosh. Swish and Flick Live. So what is like the number one thing that everybody should know about Swish and Flick right off the bat? We don't talk for just an hour.
No.
It's just a known thing.
Nope.
We have long episodes. We go over time. We like, we were so stressed about having an hour. Like, thankfully we have now like done this. And I feel like we can definitely feel more in control of knowing how long we're going to take for the next time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all a stepping stone of learning. It's trial and error.
But we were so stressed about running out of time. In fact, we were so stressed about running out of time. We only gave ourselves enough content for a half hour. Oh my gosh, I was so mad at myself. I was like, we're talking and talking, and like I finished my part and I looked at the time and I was like, oh no.
Let me tell you, when you are up on those panels, in some ways it's good, and in this moment it wasn't. That time does not move,
right?
In the worst possible ways, in the worst times. Like, I don't want it to like end. I don't want it to fly by or anything like that. That's not what I mean.
Yeah.
But like all of a sudden it was like,
but you stress a little bit, right? You stress,
right? Because you want to make it right, and you want it to be as good as it can possibly be. And like, yes, there are listeners there, but there's also people there who have never heard you, and like, I want to make a good impression,
right?
And like, what we did, I was 1000% confident in, but it was 30 minutes and we had another 30 minutes to sit there and try and talk to these people.
So we had like cut out some parts of the episode. So basically like on the fly, we added a Potter story to eat some time.
We really stretched out the lightning bolt round.
Stretched out the lightning bolt round so long. So long.
People in the crowd were great.
Yeah. And still ended like maybe 10 minutes early. But like,
that was better than 30.
Oh my gosh, we were so nervous and I was so mad that we did that. But talking to people at the meetup the following morning, like everybody said that they wouldn't have guessed it, so like that was good. And I forced Sequoia to tell me. I was like, tell me, was it bad? You better tell me. And she's like, no, it was just short. And I'm like, okay, I can handle that.
One of our listeners was like, you just left them wanting more. I was like, good point. Exactly. You want to know more, you got to tune in.
I was so bummed. I was so bummed.
But we like, fine. I think it was just also, which we'll get to, like the stress of the whole day was like, we worked it up so much more in our minds than necessary. So like when this was over, we were kind of just like, I don't know. I was in a fog. I don't know where I was. Just completely dissociated from life. And then we were like, let's get dinner that night. Every Friday of LeakyCon, the first time as far as I have known it, they do like a Wizard Rock concert.
Yeah,
we didn't do it in Orlando because we knew Saturday was gonna, I mean, Saturday's always the big day, but our Saturday was kind of light, so we were like, well, we should go this time and check it out and blah blah blah, and like we knew other people were gonna go, so we were like, all right, well, we need to get dinner. So we decided to go out to dinner. Before anyone asked, we went to Texas de Brazil. It was our first time. So much food.
So much food.
So much food.
And I was so tired.
Literally, that's where I was leading up to. Like, I can't. Me and Meg were just sitting at dinner, just staring at each other. Like, not awake.
They probably thought we were so weird. Like,
just sitting there shoving, like that sitting there putting great, food in our mouth, just like, this is just the motion I'm supposed to be doing, which may have been bad because like that's a place where they're like, they come to your table like, do you want this? Sure. Do you want this? Sure. Do you want this? Sure. And then all of a sudden you're like, what have I done?
Yeah,
I mean, it was amazing.
Yeah. It was so good. But yeah, literally, like, we had every intention of going to the Wizard Rock concert.
Nope. Wasn't.
No.
Could not happen.
We came home from dinner and quite literally crashed and burned.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Instant bed.
Went to bed at, like, 8:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then Saturday. Saturday morning, we had our meetup, which was so much fun. We did it at the Starbucks across the street.
Every time we do a meetup,
I get nervous. Meg, no one's going to show up.
Meg will turn to me and go, what if no one shows up? And I was like, well, we're sitting here at Starbucks. It's fine. We're just going to enjoy our Starbucks.
Oh,
and then like,
man,
a wonderful group of people.
Then all of
up.
A sudden, everybody who was in there not sitting together was there for the meetup. And we just conjoined to one table together. So it was great.
Yeah, super shout out to everyone who came because it was a really good time.
It really, really was.
It was really fun talking to all of you guys while I sat there and shoved a bagel in my face and caffeinated up because we got sleep, which is good. We were ready to go the next day.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We stayed at the meetup so long, in fact, we didn't even make the first panel that we wanted to go and see. We had to go to just the second panel that we wanted to, which was the Protego Foundation. I was watching Katie type something and was confused, but then I was not confused.
Sorry, that's my fault.
So the first panel of that day was with Tyler and Brittany from the Protego Foundation. What they are is they are an animal rights nonprofit. That's what I was looking for. I was like, what is the word I'm looking for? So they actually started underneath the umbrella of the, oh my gosh, what is the name of the Harry Potter?
They changed it, didn't they? Isn't it? It's Fandom.
Fandom Forward.
Thank you. They just changed their name.
Yeah, they just rebranded. So they started under Fandom Forward as their own little like division of it, and then became so large that they created their own foundation called the Protego Foundation. And it is all about animal rights. Tyler is also a co-host on Chick Peeps with Ivana Lynch. Brittany helps. She's the campaign director, I believe is her title. So she also runs some campaigns in LA.
They just like take things from real world, from the wizarding world, and apply it to the real world. So like,
right. So they like partnered with a rhino sanctuary in Africa and utilized the Arumpent in the wizarding world to try to like push that directive. They did a campaign called Adopt a Pygmy Puff, talking about adopting and not shopping. They did a campaign, or they are doing currently the campaign Accio Butterbeer, Accio Vegan Butterbeer. And it was halfway successful, but they're not done yet because Universal, they had planned their first ever, the Protego Foundation planned their first ever protest at Universal Studios during LeakyCon Orlando. And as soon as Tyler put out that they were going to be doing this protest the next morning, Universal announced that they would allow you to order the butterbeer without the foam on top.
But did they stop there?
No. So they are continuing to push for Accio Vegan Butterbeer and getting a dairy-free topping as well, which, I mean, why not? You can make something taste exactly how it does and have it not include dairy. And while it's important to incorporate people who are vegan just for the sake of being vegan for animal rights, there's also many people with dairy allergies who like, literally, Tyler was talking about how they talk to so many people in Orlando who will drink the butterbeer, eat full well knowing that they're allergic to the topping, and will literally put themselves in pain to be a part of the fandom. And that's just not cool. So they are hoping to get a dairy-free alternative. Not an alternative. They just want the topping to be dairy-free, period, so that it is an allergy-friendly drink for all to drink.
Less dairy consumption.
Correct. And imagine all like the less amount, like all of the dairy that they will cut out from their production, like by doing that. It's just crazy. And they're just great people. I highly recommend checking out their foundation, supporting them. They have a new initiative that is going to be launching this year or later this year or early next year. So just go and check out all their socials and everything, follow them and whatnot. So
at the end of the panel, they asked for questions and Meg was like, do you know what you're going to be working on next year? And Tyler just sat up there with this very excited nod.
Yeah. He's like, Brittany, talk about it.
That was cute.
It's going to be trying to get Universal to eliminate wool from their products. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited about that.
After that, is that when we met up with Vanessa?
Yes.
Okay. So for our Sunday panel, which we'll get into later, we recruited, if you don't remember, you should, because it was amazing. We collabed with the Don't Call Me Crazy podcast. So that is Vanessa's podcast. And we talked about mental health in the wizarding world. And we got Vanessa so...
Vanessa Aziz.
Yes.
Her Instagram is Vanessa.ofalltrades.
Thank you.
She's also an author.
Yes. We got so into it. We ended up doing like 4 podcasts across like each of our podcasts, on and on. So we reached out to her and we were like, hey, would you be interested in doing this with us at LeakyCon? And she was like, so for it.
I was so happy.
It was amazing. She's an amazing human being. Go follow her and buy all her things that are going to come out because she writes books.
It's amazing. Can't wait to read her book.
I know.
So
I know. But so we met up with her because she flew in that day and it was really fun to hang out with her all day. She came with us to the rest of the panels. was Crackfic next?
Yes, yeah. It was.
So Fanatical Fix again, I cannot just tell you how amazing these people are. They're so creative. They are so
This was such a fun creative. Panel. So it was like an interactive panel.
Yeah. So like you walk in and they're like told you to get in groups with people. And then like they're like, all right, we're going to give you a prompt and you're going to write like 1 to 2 sentences per person and pass around this piece of paper and you're going to write a fan fiction.
But as you're writing it, we're going to interject prompts that you're going to have to put in like immediately when we say them. So like, for example, they put like kill a character. A character is suddenly a creature.
Outfit description.
Yeah, an outfit and eye description. A character is suddenly talking who we didn't know was there. Change locations immediately. Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. It was so much fun.
And like I was sitting there with Meg and Vanessa, but also like maybe 4 other people I'd never met before. And like, here we are creating this ridiculous story.
Yeah.
We did take pictures of the story. I don't know. Maybe we should post that sometime.
It's so funny. It was quite funny. It's Harry ridiculous. Was a fairy.
Mm-hmm. Fairy Harry. Mm-hmm.
And Draco was a murderer.
It was pretty great.
All right. After that was the Hufflepuff panel. Friends of the Fat Friar, a Hufflepuff panel. And guys, Katie was the moderator.
Friends.
It was Katie, Brittany from the Protego Foundation, and Shelby. And honestly, like, you guys ran the panel. I mean, Katie was like the moderator, so she ran the panel. She asked the questions, and the three of them talked. But it was so awesome to see, like, the whole room got involved. The
whole room.
Yes. Shout out to David the Hufflepuff.
Uh-huh. From sat the, front and center, man.
From the HBO Max game show. He sat front and center. He had lots to say. It was awesome. There was just so much interaction amongst everybody in the group.
There's just a lot of love.
It was quite Hufflepuff.
It was. And like, we're talking about like questions like, what's your favorite trait? Like, you know, that kind of stuff. I asked, like, what would you have for a mascot if it wasn't a badger? Just, like, you know, fluffy, fun questions and, like, just diving a bit into the characters. And then, but we also talked about, like, literally, like, the, what am I thinking? What's the word? Like, what people assume about Hufflepuffs, like, stereotypes and, like, that kind of stuff. And it, like, really opened up the conversation to how we feel as Hufflepuffs, like, how we're known to be, like, the pushovers and blah blah blah, and like how, you know what, like sometimes we are pushovers, but like this is what it means, and on and on. And this older woman in the front row who was very into she was very why can I not think of words,
dude?
She participated a lot.
I was just gonna tell you, like, welcome to my life the past couple months. Like, I don't know what happened, but my brain's mush.
I don't have a brain. She like raised her hand at the end and was like, I've never been to like a psychiatrist or a counselor or anything, but this whole meeting has been like
very therapeutic. Yeah.
And like, that was, I'm gonna cry, it was so sweet to me, because like we were talking about real feelings about just like just general like anxieties, like it went everywhere.
You guys talked about anxiety, you talked about being introverted versus extroverted, and like the differences between like how we use our energies versus introverted and extroverted, and like everybody got in on the conversation. It was really good.
It was a fun
I was
time.
Not the only Slytherin there either, and all the other Slytherins that were there were Slytherin spouses and were there for support. So
shout out to Meg for like anytime I really needed some emotional support from across the room, I'd like look at her and be like, answer my question. And she would.
There was a panel for each of the houses, and unfortunately I did not make it to the Slytherin one. You know, this is one thing I'm going to say about LeakyCon Denver, is the programming was Fire. Out of this world. It was so good. It was really hard to choose what to go and do and see. And like, it was hard because I wanted to go and support my friends as often as I could, on top of going to see like other panels that just sounded interesting, on top of like going to the house panels and the house meetups, like,
and the celeb panels.
Oh my gosh, so much. There was so much. I feel like there was more programming at Denver than there was in Orlando.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. It was unreal.
When was this might have been Sunday. When was like that mashup of stuff? It was like on the main stage and it was just like a bunch of random, not trivia, but like other stuff.
That was on Sunday.
Okay, I'll wait to talk about
that. The only thing left for Saturday is the Esther Earl Ball.
Mm-hmm. Which is always a wonderful time.
Well, blah, blah, blah. We also went out to dinner with Vanessa that day.
Yes. Oh, my God. We went to Doghouse.
It was called Doghouse. It was like a bar that had like sliders and hot dogs and bratwurst, but they had a lot of different vegan options.
Yeah.
And the Protego Foundation really made me want to eat vegan that day. but they had this delicious vegan corn dog that was yummy. And their sliders, the impossible sliders that they had were so good.
If you gave that to somebody and you would not know that it wasn't meat.
No, it was delicious.
It was the best version of an impossible burger I've ever had.
Yeah, that was really good. And we had some good drinks. Me and Vanessa got mules and Katie got,
I got a pumpkin ale.
Yeah, that's right.
It was really good.
It was delicious. So then after that, we went back, got ready for the ball, went to the ball.
And good times.
We had a lot of fun.
Good people. Good times.
A lot of dancing, a lot of talking, just hanging out with our friends. Again, spent a lot of time with Fanatical Fix that night. Like,
can you?
I just love them. How many times am I going to say it? Does anybody want to count? How many times have I said that I love Fanatical Fix?
Somebody count it and then somebody tweet it out to them so they know how much love they're getting right now. Can you send the video in Discord of the end of the night?
Oh my God, the DJ was hilarious.
But I don't think he meant to be hilarious.
he was just vibing. And like, so there's, it's like a thing to always, what is the name of that
tradition
song?
Oh, I thought you were losing your,
I mean,
you couldn't think of the word.
I wouldn't put it past me. What's the name of the song that they play?
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yes. So it's tradition to always play that song. And I think that the DJ just truly had no idea what was going on.
No.
And no, he was just vibing the whole time, just like nodding his head with this like silly little smile on his face.
Like wondering why we're all screaming our hearts out to this like very obscure song.
It was so funny.
And Meg was just, I mean, we were both dying, but then Meg started taking a video and she like zoomed in on him and it made it so much more funny.
It was hilarious.
It was a good time.
I don't know if I have.
Just do it on the gram?
No, I have it. Okay.
But yeah, after the ball, we literally went to bed again because it was late.
It was quite late. And the next morning, we were starting the day with the first slot for Mental Health in the Wizarding World with Vanessa, mm-hmm. which was such a good conversation. I really loved it. We like broke down the we broke down if you were to take examples of treatment in the real world and find Wizarding World comparisons to them. It was so interesting.
And then like
so much fun
diving further into like, okay, these ingredients are used in those potions. Like what real world things do these ingredients do? Like for example, valerian root that really is used as a sleep aid.
Yeah.
And it's also like in a
calming aid or something.
Yeah. Like that kind of stuff. Plus like Vanessa is so beyond knowledgeable yeah. about her craft. She also like has her hand in a little bit of everything. Super creative. Just honestly, like she blows me. She ran that panel. She did it.
And I really want to do another one with her.
Yeah.
In Chicago. And she has already said she's down. So hopefully LeakyCon lets us.
She blew my mind and made me and Meg look really good. So thank you, Vanessa, for being amazing.
We're going to be putting that out as a bonus episode at some point.
Yes.
Probably in December, because that's whenever we try to like give ourselves a little bit of a break.
Mm-hmm.
So be on the lookout for that then. But it was very good. I really liked it.
It's really good.
And then after that.
Did I put this in the right order?
Yes.
Okay.
After that, we went to Lori Kim's talk.
We didn't even know she was going to be there.
I did not know she was going to be there, but we ran into her. I think that we ran into her on Friday.
Yeah.
And we went to her talk, Occlumency Interrupted, where she talked about Harry and Snape's occlumency lessons. And
precursor, this is Meg telling this story with real world feelings. Okay, that's how serious this is.
Okay, I know that everybody has made fun of me for the whole Snape Felix Files episodes where I ended up saying that I love him, Right.
You're acknowledging that happened?
What I meant by that statement was that he's a great character. He is written incredibly well. He's a gray character. Gray characters are always great characters, right?
They're gray or
characters
great.
Are always great characters.
Should it be spelled like G-R-E-Y-T?
No.
Great.
She blew my mind. I just had never... I'm so very excited. Lori gave us a copy of her new updated version of her Snape book that is coming out the first week of November.
No, it's out. It came out Tuesday.
Oh my God. It did come out
the
Tuesday.
The audiobook's coming out in November.
You're right. You're right. Oh my gosh. Thank you for correcting me. So it is out already. I would not go as far to say that I love Snape. Okay. But hear me out on this. So, yes, the audiobook is coming out in November. Anyway, go and get it. Go and check it out. It is on my list to read. I'm going to start it tomorrow because I want to go and put a really awesome review for people out there to, like, go and freaking get it. So, oh my gosh. These lessons, she broke it down in ways that I never thought. So I'm not going to lie. We've had many conversations, right, about these occlumency lessons. Like, it kind of seems like Snape is just being a major jerk, right?
Yeah, 1,000%.
Like, he's just shutting it down because he's holding a grudge. You know, we talk about how annoying it is that he... seems to hold this grudge and takes it out on children. I'm reading a lot of books right now, Sam. I think maybe 3 or 4. So anyway, she like brought to attention that there is a moment in the lesson where it clicks when Harry's scar starts hurting. That means that Voldemort is, like, present, that he has realized this connection, and Snape catches on to that, which makes this whole thing incredibly dangerous. And I just had never made that connection before, that he's acting that way because Voldemort can see him, and he is a spy, and he has to keep this facade up, and it is just, like... oh my God. There's like, honestly, it was one of the most mind-blowing talks that I've ever heard.
She asked me later when we all kind of like met when we were like trying to go to the bathroom and you went in while I was holding stuff and she was asked, she's like, was it boring?
No.
And I said, Lori, you had everyone on the edge of their seats.
Yeah. She's like, I seriously, like, I don't know if, like, you could see me, but I kept, like, adjusting because I was just like, oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe that she is saying these things, like, holy, oh, my God. It was so good. It was so good.
She knows Snape better than the author. I'm telling you, she knows this character better than anyone that is existing right now.
I want to reread those chapters.
Oh, yeah.
I want to reread Order of the Phoenix after that.
She also... suggested that she would be interested in coming on in future episodes. So.
We will be having Lori on again, don't worry. So.
For sure.
So after Lori's panel,
after
go buy her book.
Were just blown.
Go buy her book. After her panel, we went to the LeakyCon Variety Hour.
I'm so sorry. This book that we're talking about. So we did have Lori Kim on and we talked about her book, but this is a revised version of her book.
Yes, it's about 80% the same.
Right. She said that certain tweets have been taken out and not mentioned. She's also been like, she actually like worked with a sensitivity editor to make sure that everything is like properly said and like no one can be like, there's no offense given. Like she wanted it to be right. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, she added Cursed Child. So this one is like, oh my God, the book cover feels so nice. It's all like black and pretty.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah. Anyway, continue. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. So the next thing that we went to was the LeakyCon Variety Hour. And this was hosted by Mike Schubert and Sequoia and Kim and Trey and Jacob were there. And it was kind of like a trivia slash just kind of... They did the tier lists where you had to, like, they randomly told you an item and you had to, like, put them in 1 through 5 order, but you didn't know what the other ones were until after you already placed that one in an order. So, like, you could really mess up and, like, a bad one could show up last, but you only have number one left, so it's just gotta go there. It's a TikTok trend.
They had that. They had to, like...
They had the feeling.
Mm-hmm, they had to touch Honey Duke's candy in a cauldron and figure out what it was.
And they had AI-generated images.
That was a different one.
No, they did it both times.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I must have missed that one because I went out and got our food.
I think, yeah.
Ah, okay. Yeah, the AI-generated images was creepy. They, like, literally put in a prompt for an AI to create an image. So, like, the one I saw, which was a different panel, was My Chemical Ron Weasley. So it was, like, this so punk rock kind of...
It looked
of
like run. Kelly Osbourne.
Yeah, it was...
It was straight up just a picture of Kelly Osbourne.
There was one where they typed in, "Harry, did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire?" Like, all in, like, one string, and it, like, created this really
it was very interesting.
It was funny. There was a moment in the one I saw where Sean looked up at Chris, who was running that one, and he was like, "Can you make it go away now?" Because it was so scary looking.
Oh my gosh. So that was super fun. And then the last panel that we went to before the farewell to LeakyCon was the last panel that we did, mm-hmm. which was the Great Rare Pair Debate.
Guys, this...
It was so much fun.
This was so unexpected.
It was
fun.
Hilarious.
Like, I knew it was going to be fun because who was running it? Fanatical Fix.
It was Sequoia and Kim from Fanatical mm-hmm. Fix. It was Mike Schubert, and it was me and Katie. And mm-hmm. it was great.
I guess Kim has been trying to get out of Sequoia what was going on for this panel for, like, months. And she wouldn't tell her. She refused to tell her. So Sequoia didn't participate. She was, like, she was the moderator for this because she was running, like, the PowerPoint and all that.
Hilarious.
And then, so the point of the game was Sequoia would pair two other people against each other, and you would pick out of a hat, and it would be a rare pair that Sequoia created. So we got some, like,
Rita Skeeter and Molly.
Yeah. James and Snape.
Cormac McLagan and Ron.
Colin and Rose. No, not Rosemurda.
Ramilda.
Colin and Ramilda.
Gilderoy and Lucius.
Mm-hmm. We also got Lucius and Pettigrew.
Yes.
And
Kingsley,
so, like,
and Petunia. Yes. I liked that one.
Yes. So the point was you picked this out, and then you had to debate why that ship would work against someone else.
And why it was better than the other one.
So you'd go back and forth, and then, like, you'd have a chance to, like, ask questions and challenge them, and they'd do it back to you, and then the audience voted on who would move on in this bracket system that they created.
It was hilarious.
It was so funny.
And Lucius Gilderoy won.
I sold it! That was the first one I picked, and one went all the way to the end.
My favorite one, actually, was Cormac and Ron. I love a good enemies to lovers story.
That was
and that
pretty great.
Just seemed like a great one. That as odd great. As it is.
It was, like, slightly terrifying. It pushed me in the right ways for me, that panel, because, like, it was improv, and you had to come up with stuff on the spot. But it's, like, talking about these characters I know so well. I'm up there with my friends. Like, it was just this big comedy hour. Yeah. It was amazing.
It was hilarious. It was a great way to end the weekend. It was just, like, a super fun hour to, like, it was just a good encompassing panel of, like, the three pods that were up there. Just, like, having a blast. Like, good way to send off, you know?
It was ridiculous. And at the end, too, like, as we're getting closer and closer to getting, like, the ultimate ship pair, we had to, like, pair in teams. We each got, like, one of the last remaining couples. Sounds weird. And we had to, like, create an on-the-fly story about them and their love story.
And it was Katie and Kim versus me and Mike.
Kim did all the work. It was incredible.
Oh, my gosh. It was hilarious.
Oh, my God. It was just so good. I hope they put that out somewhere.
I know.
Because I will plug the heck out of it.
Oh my gosh, it was so funny.
I might have to beg them to put it out.
Like, please, please publish this.
So funny.
So then the last thing we went to was just like the farewell to LeakyCon, which is normally where they announce the next LeakyCon, which they did not do in Orlando. So we were like,
Oh, yeah. True.
And they finally announced it. It is called the Wizards World, LeakyCon's Wizarding World Fair, Chicago, 2023. August 4th through the 6th. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
I was about to say that, but I thought there was more to the story that I didn't remember, so I stopped talking.
Add it to the tally.
Whatever.
I am so excited.
All three of us
will be there.
Yes. And also, like, their idea is, like, they put this little promo video out, which was so funny.
Because like, so good.
They had, like, Sequoia and Kim up there. They had Mike. They had Chris. I think Stan was up there.
Stan, yeah.
And then Melissa, who runs it all. And, like, she's like, okay, let's roll the clip. And I don't know if any of them knew there was going to be, like, a little video. And they all came rushing forward to be able to see the screens. So, like, it's obviously very Potter centric still, but it's more about magic. So, like, they're going to incorporate Lord of the Rings, Dungeons and Dragons,
Percy Jackson.
Yeah. Which Mike was like, yeah. You know, just like anything that could be magic. I think they're just very open to it. And they're kind of like dipping their toes back into, they've done this before where they incorporate other fandoms.
They should let us include a Court of Thorns and Roses.
Right. There was a day where me and Meg each wore an ACOTAR shirt. And a couple people were like, oh, is that ACOTAR? So, like,
it's known.
It fits right in.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. It'd be so fun.
We cried tears. One, it was over. Two, we were so excited for this new thing. Three, it was over. You know, come down from
this, like, con high. Like, the post-con sadness settled in real quick.
I was like, I have to go on a red eye and work when I get home.
And we just started saying goodbye to people, and I started crying, and it was just...
It was hard.
So that was our days. Do you want to say any of your favorite cosplays that you saw?
So I will say, I feel like there was more cosplays in Orlando.
I agree.
But I also think that's because LeakyCon wasn't around for a while and everyone was like, let's do it, you know?
Yeah.
But the ones I did see were very good. There was, I think the Akami was probably my favorite.
That one was amazing.
Like this skirt that looked just like the scales along the Akami's body. Really cool.
Shout out to our listener, Taryn. She had her little babe as Dobby and Fox for two of the days.
Mm-hmm.
So cute.
Also, her sister dressed up as a snitch, I think.
Yes, on Sunday. That was great.
We also talked to these two ladies who were dressed up as Cornish Pixies, and I saw them later with their Gilderoy Lockhart. That was pretty cool. I can't remember. I mean, I'm saying a lot of things at one time. There's obviously like the Akami, like, wow, that draws your attention. But so many people are like walking around in robes or dressed as like McGonagall or Snape. It's just like, God, it just adds to the feels of the weekend.
So many good newts.
Oh my God. That one person always does a newt and he always shows up. And if you didn't look at him,
you
looks
would think
like Eddie Redmayne.
He was Eddie Redmayne. Yeah.
Easy. So good. Like the mannerisms, the way that he holds his body, his hair is perfect. He was even like in character.
Yeah.
Amazing. Oh, the Hagrid cousins.
Oh my God. They were so funny. I don't know the other one's name, but one of them's name was Rufus.
Hagrid.
And they were like, they went to the ball as Hagrid's cousins and they were like celebrating the life of Hagrid because like Robbie Coltrane had just passed away. And they were in character, like even at the bar, like, oh my gosh, it was so funny. They were fantastic.
They like shoved pillows underneath like these Hawaiian shirts. So they were like Hagrid cousins on vacation and they had like the crazy Hagrid hair and beard and it was really funny.
Yes, the Madame Maxime on stilts.
Yes.
That was fantastic.
Incredible.
Phil's losing his mind.
He's had enough of us being in here without him.
Okay, last thing is the vendors. So obviously we had our Wizarding Wireless Collective booth. Shout out to Sequoia for putting that together. Like
mastermind.
Just amazing. We were able to, a bunch of the podcasts were able to sell some merch, also just like get the word out, have buttons and business cards and the flyer. And we had a banner this time. It was just great. So
it looked
like
amazing.
Thank you for all of your help again on that. And it was so, and thank you to everybody who stopped by the booth, or thank you to anybody who's listening to the first time because of the booth. Like, welcome, welcome, welcome. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you and are excited to have you here. Oddment and Tweak.
You know, we always have to go over there. Like, they probably just expect us to just like awkwardly hover around their stuff,
just like stare at least 100 times. Or like have me FaceTime Tiffany and awkwardly like have my phone just showing her all the pins.
And Tiffany going, I need that. They just have incredible stuff. Like, quality, amazing. Creativity, amazing. Just so good. And like, I love their booth. Yeah, and they're just amazing people. So nice. We got one of their tote bags.
Yes.
Among other things, but I was like, we need something to carry all our stuff in.
And then also a dash of nutmeg.
Oh my God.
Who apparently was in Orlando and I missed it because, oh my God, those prints were freaking gorgeous.
So talented. We got
prints of the Slytherin and Hufflepuff common rooms. I got Tiffany one of the Gryffindor common room as well.
And Dumbledore's office.
I got me her version of the library, and then I got Katie her version of Grimmauld Place.
Her interpretation of these common rooms in these spaces is just like amazing. The level of detail, she had like a couple that were like really big on display so you could like see it all, just like the level of detail in every single room, and like she was very reasonably priced.
Yeah, if I had more wall space I would have bought bigger prints, but we stuck with the 5x7 prints because I was like, I want quantity over the size, so if I have smaller ones I can have more of them. Because I could not decide what I wanted. So.
Yeah.
And then the last vendor shout out that we want to do is to Lunatique Life. And she's a listener. And it's so funny. We started talking to her because her stuff was gorgeous. She had all these beautiful signs, like recreation signs from Diagon Alley. And she was wearing this beautiful cosplay of what we always assumed was the Crumplehorn Snorkak, but apparently it is the Graphorn. She was...
No. Wait. Graphorn, not an Arumpent?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
She went in there in that magical cosplay menagerie or something, into the Magical Menagerie, and she thought that it was the Crumplehorn Snorkak, but then they, like, went in the back and pulled out the book that showed what all the animals were up there, and it is, in fact, a Graphorn. Mina Lima's version of a Graphorn. So she, because I told her, I was like, oh my God, I love your Crumplehorn Snorkak. And then she like told us the whole story. And then she gave us ribbons, and we again forgot to make ribbons, but I did have Swish and Flick buttons. So I was like, here, I can give you a button for our podcast. And she's like, oh my God, you guys are Swish and Flick. I listen to you. And then we talked for honestly probably 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So, and her stuff was beautiful. I bought some ornaments. Just gorgeous, gorgeous stuff.
Yeah.
Lunatique, Lunatique Life.
I don't know how she makes the things that she makes, but like amazing signs that look exactly like the signs from the Wizarding World. Amazing. I would have bought them all if I had the space, and like one in my house and two in my luggage. Yeah. But also all the little stuff was just like so cute and very well done.
Yeah.
And beautiful. Her and her partner were very nice.
Very, very nice. So yeah, let's see if there were some lightning bolt questions.
There were. I saw them. Yeah. Thank you, Amy Lou, Mary Sue, for finding the nutmeg shop.
It is Knutmeg. Knutmeg.
G.
G.
Double G. Knutmeg double G. My God, I thought something was touching my leg. That really scared me. I did not like that.
Okay.
Lay it on me.
Katie K asks, what is our dream destination for LeakyCon? Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna say London, but yeah, actually Edinburgh. I would love to go in Leaky. Go to Leaky.
In the
birthplace of it, yeah.
Just somewhere in the UK. Let's see. Marguerite asks, would you ever sell Swish at LeakyCon type merch? I'm kind of imagining a concert tour type shirt.
Ooh.
Maybe we could do that for Chicago.
I have been having the itch in my body to make new merch, so.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Just want to, like, freshen it up, you know?
Yeah. Marguerite also asks, what are you most excited about for LeakyCon 2023 in Chicago? I'm excited that Tiffany's going to be there. What did you say?
To be at LeakyCon again.
I know.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm excited for Tiffany to finally come back since Boston. Yeah, I'm mostly just excited to, like, see our friends in person again.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully encourage a lot more of you guys to come.
You can't, you need to experience it.
I feel Chicago is a good central location, so hopefully it can pull a lot of people to come.
I have this really excited, good feeling about Chicago.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be big.
I feel like it's going to be, I mean, I would obviously say I think it's going to be a good time, but I just have this different feeling about it. And I really like the design.
I love the design. I love how it's like World's Fair.
Yeah, it's,
I love it.
Beautiful.
I'm excited for them to incorporate more fandoms.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be great.
Yeah, for sure.
And then last question, Sam asks, would you do a ship war episode? Who would be an outrageous ship to do?
I wouldn't mind doing that. I would love to do it again with them. Who would be outrageous? I mean, let's see.
Filch and Umbridge.
Wait, Kim said that she thought of the ultimate thruple. It was Filch, Umbridge, and Madam Pince.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
And they would all just bond over the fact that they all teach children but hate children, or all around children. But
yeah,
I was just gonna post that link. Thank you, Meg.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Janine, that's exactly what I'm thinking about as well, and I'm just not even gonna give it any more time in my brain. Okay, fan story.
Yeah,
awesome. This fan story comes from Jackie Hansen. This is from October of this year. Here's my fan story. I would love if it was read on the podcast. Here you go. Hi, my name is Jackie Hansen, and this is my fan story. I'm 31 years old and from Alberta, Canada. My Hogwarts house is Hufflepuff. Woohoo! Although I have been sorted in a Gryffindor and Ravenclaw before. My wand is Laurelwood.
Boo-hoo. I'm kidding.
There's no Slytherin representation in there. Sorry. My wand is Laurelwood with a unicorn hair core, 10 inches and quite bendy flexibility. My Patronus is a Manx cat, which I love, and if I could pick the cat I would own, it would be a Norwegian forest cat.
Cute.
Ooh. And I'm pretty equal with Wampus and Pukwudgie. My favorite book is Prisoner of Azkaban, and it's also my favorite movie, and my favorite characters are Remus, Sirius, and Tonks. Solid choice. I started reading the books when I was 8 after my dad bought me the first 2 books for my birthday. I couldn't put the books down and read them every chance I got. I didn't exactly have the best childhood. Me, my mom, and my younger sister lived with my cousins. There was a lot of fighting, and any time I was upset, I would read Harry Potter and get lost in my favorite world. It was Harry Potter that got me into reading and turned me into a bookworm. I saw the first movie when I was about 10 years old, and I tried to see each movie in theaters. My teacher in grade 6 would read the class a chapter from the first book every Friday before lunch. One memory I have, when I was in grade 5, both classes got to see Chamber of Secrets in the theater. The power went out right when the basilisk is coming towards Harry.
Oh my gosh.
I managed to convince my dad to take me to see it. Both me and my best friend, who is a Slytherin, got Deathly Hallows tattoos. She even made us homemade wands, and we play the Harry Potter Trivial Pursuit game all the time. I started listening to podcasts and was looking up Harry Potter ones, and I came across your podcast while listening to Just Keep Rolling, who is now named, remind me, oh my gosh, why am I blanking?
For Fox's sake.
Thank you. I knew it. I could picture the logo, for Fox's sake. And I'm loving it. So keep up the good work and don't let the muggles get you down. P.S. Here are the wands my best friend forever made me as well as some Harry Potter art my BFF also made me. Me and my BFF enjoy role-playing Harry Potter, even though we are in our late 20s and early 30s, coming up with new characters and stories. I put all the little pictures in here. Artwork is super cool. I particularly love the Slytherin snake because it has a little witchy hat.
It is very cute.
And it's very cute, and I love the background. And I'm also obviously partial to the badger. But, Jackie, thank you for your story.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, and I
there's nothing wrong with being in your late 20s and early 30s and still enjoying Harry Potter roleplay.
Hi, it's me.
Hi, it's me.
But yeah, absolutely. I love that you own you, and that is what you should do. Don't let anyone take away your joy, you know?
Accurate.
Enjoy the things you're passionate about in life.
Accurate.
Thank you, Jackie.
Give me a joke.
Guess what? Opening a new book today.
The Slytherin one.
The unofficial Harry Potter joke book, Stupefying Shenanigans for Slytherin. It's so nice, though. This one, I don't know. This one's, like, printed on different paper. It's like the Slytherins were like, oh, nay. We need it to be on something nice.
That sounds about right.
And, like, I don't want to crack the spine because it feels so nice that it hasn't been cracked. So I'm trying to be careful.
Katie now officially has all four house joke books.
I do. I have them all.
So there's that.
Okay. Of course, we're going to start the Slytherin joke book with a Draco joke. What does Draco do with his leftovers?
I don't know, Katie. What?
He wraps them up in Malfoil.
Oh, that is quite the shenanigan.
Yeah.
Well, if you'd like to follow us on social media, well, you can follow myself and Katie on Instagram and TikTok at the Petrus Family. And even though Tiff wasn't here, you can still go follow her too, I guess. She's also on Instagram and TikTok at @TiffSwish_Flick. And I talk next on this part, so plug other things.
Tell me about your life that I live with you.
I have been doing nothing.
That's a lie.
How is it a lie?
You've been cranking out content, getting stuff all organized. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I started Kingdom of Ash. That's all I've got.
No.
I finally started it, though.
Whatever. You're selling yourself short.
Well, yeah, we were on like 5 flights in 2 weeks. Yes, this is accurate. We flew to Salt Lake City for like an hour. I've never been to Utah.
Yeah. Also, we got to the Salt Lake City airport at like 9-ish. Our red eye was at like 11:40, so we had time to eat, and we wanted to eat because we hadn't yet, because LeakyCon ended and blah 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 blah. Meg found out that there was the mac and cheese place we ate at in Seattle,
Beecher's,
was there. We were like, sweet, this is like some of the greatest mac and cheese we've ever had, let's go. So we get in line. I'm sorry, we just sold out of all of our mac and cheese.
I was so sad.
I was legit bummed. Bummed.
We and got there was like literally nothing else open. So it was just kind of like, okay.
Right, because it was so late. So we ended up getting, we each got one of their grilled cheese sandwiches, which was good, but it wasn't what I wanted. It was
really messy.
It was messy, but it was good. Anyway, just a fun connection to all our travels.
We are not getting on another flight until November 30th. Uh-huh. So that's exciting.
Yeah. Like, it's when I say this, it has no reflection on my love for travel because obviously, you know, we love to travel. But it's also like so exciting to just like not have anywhere to go.
Yeah.
Because especially because in the midst of all those things that were already planned, we had the hurricane crud going on, which like extended things and made things weird. And it was just like almost like another trip. It wasn't, but it almost was. That's what it felt like. So it's
there's just
like
been a lot
nice.
Going on.
It's nice to like.
We've been slammed.
I can like unpack my toiletry bag
for a month.
Right, for a month. But then we're going to Disneyland.
For a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else do you have going on?
I'm almost done with Something Wilder.
Yeah.
I have 42 minutes left. I will finish it on my next run.
Nice.
Yeah. Also, I really need to start...
Throne of Glass.
No. Yes, but no. I really need to get back in the fundraising groove because that deadline's ticking up for Dopey.
We'll do it.
Yeah, we will.
We'll do it.
I just need to put my mind to it.
If anybody would like to donate to Katie's Dopey campaign, we'll put the link in the episode.
It's in all the little descriptionies.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. This was an interesting episode, so I'm not surprised that nobody got bingo. I'm sorry. However, let's see where the points are. Ravenclaw's still in first with 2,140 points. Hufflepuff is in second with 1,563. Slytherin's in third with 1,473. And Gryffindor's in fourth with 816.
Oh my god, Jess just said we need a Chris Rankin square. That is 1,000% accurate.
Yeah.
Also, Mia said that she would donate again if I started reading Throne of Glass. Great incentive. And Katie K said, asked if you would eat another salad if she donated.
I literally gagged. I almost threw up, but sure.
You know what, though? Like... I know that the experience of me putting those five nasty beans in my mouth was like Meg's salad. That was the equivalent of that for her. Because so like I understand why you wouldn't want to do that again. It's so
weird because like it did taste good.
Right. You just don't like the texture.
I just really hate the texture of lettuce. Like
I get it.
The dressing tasted good. It was cheesy. It was yummy. But I just couldn't get over the texture. It was
What is bug ice cream?
Salt and Straw has an ice cream flavor that has like crickets in it or something.
No.
If I would rather do that than salad.
I don't sign me up for that one. I don't want to do it.
it doesn't matter. Okay, here's the thing. I can eat it doesn't like beet salad. I don't like beets. Non-lettuce salads, what does that entail is the question, because I'm sorry, I'm just picky. What do you mean by a non-lettuce salad?
Like fruit salad or like macaroni salad?
I can do fruit salad. I do not like macaroni or potato salad. No.
I love pasta salad.
Cold pasta salad with Italian dressing. Just like...
Mm-hmm.
Sounds so disgusting to me.
Meg doesn't like raw veggies.
I like my veggies roasted. I don't really like them raw.
Would you eat like a tabbouleh salad? Or a couscous or quinoa or something? But it's also... It would be cold.
It's cold and it has Italian dressing on it. That just is... Blah. Greek salad has olives in it. Disgusting. Guys, I'm sorry.
Olives are a bomb.
I know that you're trying and I appreciate it.
Meg, what if they made a lettuce flavored Bertie Bott's bean?
You know, it probably would be whatever because it's the texture.
Yeah. The grass one's good.
Yeah, I don't mind the grass one.
So, what if we took a salad and we put it in a blender?
No. And then you had
to sip it. Because then there's no texture, it's just the taste. So, by your logic...
If I'm going to do that, then it may as well be like spinach or something and then mix it with some fruits. And I could do that.
We have done that before.
Yeah, I can do that.
But no, I mean just salad. No. Straight up salad.
No.
In a blender.
That literally is making me gag. That concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. And don't let the muggles get you down.
That's it. I'm out. I can't talk about this lettuce milkshake anymore. Wait, smoothie. Didn't I do that last time? I called it a milkshake when it should have been a smoothie.
Yeah.
Let us end this conversation. Thank you, Marguerite.
Sauteed spinach. It has to be in small quantities and mixed with other things.
Amazing! Just my voice!
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.